Entrepreneurs on the move, reshaping life for a better tomorrow.
It's your boys, welcome to the kicking spot. It's your boys. I'm your host, T'Angelo. T'Angelo. Why did I have a visual? I was partying till the break of dawn.
How about the who recorded the video?
T'Angelo.
OMG.
Yeah, it's kind of erratic.
So, no. Okay, I have a better one. Apparently, I'm egotistical when I talk about myself all the time.
Go. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Kickin' Spot. I'm your host, T'Angelo.
Everyone in the world has gone to bed one night or another with fear or pain or loss or disappointment. And yet each of us has awakened, arisen, somehow made our ablution, seen other human beings, and said, morning, how are you? Fine, thanks, and you? It's amazing. Wherever that abides in the human being, there is the nobleness of the human spirit. Despite it all, black and white, Asian, Spanish, Native American, pretty, plain, thin, fat, vowed or celibate, we rise. You may write me down in history with your bitter, twisted lies. You may trod me in the very dirt, but still like dust, I'll rise. Does my sassiness affect you? Why are you beset with gloom? Just because I walk as if I have oil wells pumping in my living room. Just like suns and like moons, with the certainty of tides. Just like hope springing high, still I rise. Did you want to see me broken, bowed head and lowered eyes? Shoulders falling down like teardrops, weakened by my soulful cries. Does my sassiness upset you? Don't take it so hard just because I laugh. As if I have gold mines digging in my own backyard. You can shoot me with your words. You can cut me with your lies. You can kill me with your hatefulness. But just like life, I'll rise. Does my sexiness offend you? Oh. Does it come as a surprise that I dance? As if I have diamonds at the meeting of my thighs. Out of the husk of history's shame, I rise. Up from a past rooted in pain, I rise. A black ocean leaping and wide, welling and swelling, I bear in the tide. Leaving behind nights of terror and fear, I rise. Into a daybreak miraculously clear, I rise. Bringing the gifts that my ancestors gave, I am the hope and the dream of the slave. And so, naturally,
everybody, it's your boy T'Angelo, and we were just listening to Maya Angelou's poem, I Rise. I think it's a wonderful piece, and in light of Black History Month, it's definitely something that we could do and listen to. So hello, we are tuned into the brand new show on the EOTM Network, which is The Kickin' Spot, and yeah, it's me, T'Angelo, and I just thought, you know, with Black History Month being here, this is a remarkable piece, and she performs it so well, or recites it, should I say, so well, that I wanted to share it with you. And then this is a spotlighted moment, so I'm doing a spotlight on Maya Angelou. She has lived an extraordinary life. Dr. Maya Angelou, actually, is one of the most renowned and influential voices of our time, hailed as a global Renaissance woman. Dr. Angelou is a celebrated poet, novelist, educator, dramatist, producer, actress, historian, filmmaker, civil rights activist. It goes on and on. She was born in April 1928 in St. Louis, Missouri, and she was raised in St. Louis and Stamps, Arkansas. In Stamps, Arkansas, Dr. Lewis experienced the brutality of racial discrimination, but she also absorbed the unshakable faith and values of the traditional African-American family, community, and culture. Dr. Angelou received a dance scholarship. She trained with Martha Graham and Alvin Ailey, which are two major names in the dance world. She toured with the production Porky and Bess. She's lived in Cairo, Egypt. Wrote the novel I Know Why the Cage Bird Sings, and even worked with Malcolm X in his day and Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Her accomplishments go on and on. I spotlight Dr. Maya Angelou tonight because she is a true testament of how powerful written and spoken words can be.
You are now tuned in. You are now tuned in to the Ticket Spot. Five. Ticket Spot. And I'm your boy, T. Angelou. Jalo.
I love that little crash at the end. That's really great there. So anyhow, you guys, I was being deep there for a moment because we was having a serious moment, but we're going to have fun tonight. I'm really excited. Tonight is going to be just you and me. We're going to have a blast. We're going to talk about topics that relate kind of to Valentine's Day, seeing as it is this coming Tuesday. We're going to talk about a little bit about relationships and love and sex and how to make our sex lives better and what are some great gifts for giving to our partners. And like I mentioned, we did the spotlight for Black History Month. We'll do another one of those tonight. And actually, I was trying to see right now if I had the chat rooms on. Do I have the chat room open? I can't find it. Because I want to get in the chat rooms tonight. We can have a blast there. This will be so much fun. If you are online, you want to check us out in the chat rooms because we have so much fun there. I was actually trying to get logged in, but it's coming up right now. Anyhow, so Death, if you are listening online, go ahead and check out the chat rooms because we're going to have a blast there. You can talk if you don't want to call in. If you happen to want to call in actually and share your thoughts, you can just hit us up at 718-664-6543. Again, that's 718-664-6543. And ask the radio line to tune in on any of the topics tonight, any thoughts that you might have, any insight. I definitely welcome that. And then if you happen to just want to hit us up in the chat rooms, you're more than welcome to do that as well. And, again, we just have a blast in the chat room, so just make it happen, Captain. Also tonight, inside the Celebrity Hub, we are going to have a blast. It is a lot of interesting stories going on. We will hear what Simon Cowell had to say about the firing of two of the judges, Nicole from the Pussycat Dolls and his BFF, Paula Abdul, from the new show X Factor. Yeah, the X Factor is just on their second season, and they already let go two of their four judges. And not to mention, they even let go of their host, Steve Jones. Now, I was thinking maybe they were hoping I would give them a call for the job. Thinking. I'm going to have to run that by my mama first and see what she thinks about it. But, no, nonetheless, moving on, we'll hear more about that and Simon Cowell's thoughts. And then also, I'll have to tell you, or we want to raise a question, what did the commentator Roland Martin tweet about David Beckham's underwear that got him kicked off of CNN? I mean, really? Like, he said something that was so detrimental to society, he had to lose his job? Interesting. I want to hear more about that myself. And then also, is Jersey Shore cast member Snooki bisexual? Snooki, I don't follow the show, but she seems to be staying in the news these days. Don't she keep herself kind of relevant? But all right, Jersey Shore, Snooki, we'll check out and see what she has going on. I know she posted a picture in her tweet not too long ago showing herself without makeup, and she seems to be a very pretty girl without all the trashy other stuff that she throws on herself. Anyhow, and then also what we'll discuss or hear more about is, did anyone happen to stick around after Super Bowl to watch, I think, season 2 of The Voice? That's a new show they have out right now. And I question, did they stick around as well? Because I don't really know anything about this show. So I'm really interested to hear more about what happened after Super Bowl. I know myself personally was watching the halftime show with Miss Madonna on there and her, like a virgin, having self and whatnot. But anyhow, we will deal with all that later. So be sure to catch the Celebrity Hub so we can go over all of these details and much, much more.
D'Angelo, ticket spot. Hey, what's up? It's your boy D'Angelo, and you are tuned in to the Ticket Spot.
Also, make sure I tell you guys to be sure to come over to the chat rooms where you're chatting live. Now, I know I keep mentioning the chat rooms. You might be thinking to yourself, where is this chat room Tienzo keeps talking about? Well, once you log on, once you go to EOTMradio.com and you click the show, scroll down to the bottom of the page and in the lower part of the screen, under the box where you see like the flashy pictures of myself, things, and whatnot, there you can find the chat rooms, okay? So you can just come and join us there. And please do. It's fun. We have a blast, and I'd love to hear your thoughts for those of you who don't want to call into the show, okay? And if you do happen to want to call in, again, at 718-664-6543, and I would love to hear from you. Okay. So anyhow, let's run through a couple of tea projects. You know, I do make it a point to stay productive and to keep life interesting. So let's see, what am I up to these days? I'm sorry, I'm doing a whole chat room thing. Well, first I want to mention, which I have continued to be mentioning, is tiangelo.com, my new website. There is a lot of stuff, a good handful of things that you can check out and see and play around with, whatever. And so definitely go to TEANGELO.com, and you can learn a little bit more about me, your host. You can also check out my events page, and there you can see a few events that I will be attending, and some of them that I think you might want to attend, okay? And there is also the picture gallery, and there's a lot of pictures of me with other celebrities and photo shoots, just kind of hanging out. I think T and Tamara Mori is there. Vanessa Williams might be up there now. We recently talked with her. Shane Sparks and I did a photo shoot together recently, so that should be there. So that'd be a lot of fun. So again, tiangelo.com, check out the events page, the media page. Oh yes, the media page. You'll see videos of some of the events that I've covered, and that's a lot of fun as well. Again, just a lot of fun. So if you also feel so compelled and moved by the site, I really welcome the opportunity to hear that. So you can click on a guest book, and there you can leave your thoughts or a little shout-out or whatever, and it'll be great. I'm trying to go to the thing right now. I like the pictures. The pictures are great. I did a photo shoot a couple of months back with Duran, and he is great. He's amazing, actually. I really enjoyed his work and working with him. So y'all can check out all those things there. Now, there is so much going on this month also, you guys. With the Grammys being this weekend, we have all the parties this weekend and things, social and hanging out and parlaying, whatever. And then we have the NAACP Image Awards. They are having a few events, luncheons, galas, socials, mixers, parties, nightlife, all that kind of stuff. And so that's going to be a lot of fun. Definitely make it a point to stick around tiangelo.com to find out what's all going on, as well as Facebook. You can search me, Tiangelo Live, on Facebook. That's Tiangelo Live, where you can keep up with all the things we have going on. EOTM Media is definitely on the scene covering all of the things involving the NAACP Image Awards. And following all of that fun is going to be the Academy Awards Red Carpet Pre-Show. Yes, 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 me and your girl Carla B will be stunting on the red carpet where royalty gets to be. Yes, royalty. If you check out our video from last year, you'll see how much fun it is as we sauntered down the entryway. The staircase was amazing. At the Kodak Theater, that was a lot of fun. The video entitled "And the Oscar Goes to." And currently, we are actually working together to pull the script together, getting with the filming crew to get the whole thing shot. Also, I didn't even write this down, but if you are listening and you know of someone who has a men's clothing line for evening wear or just casual wear, definitely hit me up because I am looking to sport some new fresh threads on the red carpet. I figured that with us having an outlet to showcase, you know, our talent and these great events, what better way to get someone's passion out there other than to just wear it to this great event? So definitely go to tangelo.com, go to contact us page, and if you do have, you know, a fashion line, a label that has clothing, or you know someone who else is into fashion like that, definitely hit me up. It would be great, and not just for the Oscars, but I realize there's a handful of events I'm going to, so you might want to, you know, get in on that too, but right now my focus is the Oscars, so yeah, this is really going to be a fun-filled month, so I'm excited. And then, like I said, be sure to hit me up on Facebook, and you can really go along for the ride with me. Yeah? All right. So to all of you who love to watch dance performances or you just like to support a great cause, well, another event I am working with is Baby Day Celebration of Dance. Now, this is a dance show featuring dance teams, children as well as adult teams, and they get the opportunity to honor great people within the community. Last year, I was honored and presented with an award at this event for my works and things in the dance community. I was completely shocked, actually, to tell you guys the truth. It was kind of crazy when I got the email. But anyhow, this year, I'm working and assisting with the production team and the director to put the event together. And I'm really excited because the theme this year is going to be like dance moms. So to all the supporters like that dance mom or that dance grandparent who's right there with the student, always going to rehearsals and, you know, kind of like that coach mom who's right there. Well, in the dance world, they call them dance moms, who's right there to help the student have their costumes and get to rehearsals and to shows. They're going to honor them, as well as we'll do a legendary award. We'll do, like, a celebrity award. It's going to be a lot of fun. So definitely take this moment to mark your calendars as this event will be taking place April 21st, okay, here in Los Angeles at about 1 o'clock. So go ahead and put a little save the date. Let me write this in. Save the date from April 21st at 1 o'clock, Baby Day Celebration of Dance, okay? I'm really excited for this event. If you would like more details on this, you can visit www.babyday.org, and that's babydae.org. And I'm telling you, what if I told you that I will be performing in the show? Would this motivate you to come? Yeah? Yeah. Well, great, because I will be gracing the stage. I am going to be up there shaking the tail feather, doing my thug sizzle, how I likes to do. Last year, it was funny enough that I ended up on stage with no real plans to perform. I did. The crowd enjoyed. I had a blast, and it was mad fun. So definitely check it out, babyday.org, babydae.org. And it is a charitable event, so you can definitely donate if that's what you like to do just to the event to help with the cause and things of that nature. So I'm really excited. Okay. I think there's just one other thing I wanted to mention. Oh, I'm going to be in Iowa or Nebraska. I think Iowa and Nebraska and Alaska. Yeah, this is going to be a little traveling time here. So if you happen to be in Iowa, Nebraska, or Alaska, I need to hear from you. I need you to hit me up. Go to tangelo.com because I will be visiting these areas here soon, and I need to know what is the best places for entertainment and dining. I love the nightlife. I also love daytime strolls and shopping and seeing where it is happening in the city. And so, granted, these are not like L.A.'s and they're not the Miami's or New York's that I love to visit, but they're still wonderful states nonetheless, and I'm sure they have some great sights and some beauty that I want to indulge in. So definitely hit me up if you're in those areas. And I'm going to tell you guys more about Alaska later in life because we're going to be super duper. I'm going to have my girl Carla B get on the radio with me, and we're going to talk all about Alaska and tell y'all more about it because it's going to be mad fun. So anyhow, lastly, a couple of weeks back, I had a contest where we gave out some movie tickets, and my girl Wendy, she won them, but I've been unable to get in contact with you. So Wendy, if you happen to be listening this evening, please hit me up in the chat rooms or give me a call to the station. I need to get your info so I can get the movie tickets to you. You heard?
You are now tuned in to the Ticket Spot. Spot. Ticket Spot. And I'm your boy, T'Angelo. Jalo.
Okay, so what do we have here? We have me doing what I do. So anyhow, you guys, we have Black History Month going on. February is Black History Month, where we just take this time to kind of acknowledge all the African Americans in America who have been influential, who have done great things, and that we don't always get the time to spotlight. And in some cases, these people just happen to get overlooked. And so Maya Angelou, like I said, she's from back in the day. But then also one that I was thinking, well, we learn about people from back in the day, but what about today? Is there anyone setting some trends today? Is anyone blazing trails today? And there is. There is definitely people and some youth out there who are blazing trails. So I want to take this moment to spotlight I just want to take this moment to spotlight Angela and Vanessa Simmons, the creators of the shoe brand Pastry. Yay! Yes, I've heard of them. They're the two from the reality series. Anyhow, the Simmons are certainly, the name Simmons, of course, rings a bell. And the Simmons sisters, Angela and Vanessa, are continuing to meet and exceed the standards set by their uncle, Russell Simmons, and their father, Rev Run. Now, while serving as role models for the young Black women through their shoe line and through their reality shows, they are definitely two young, vivacious girls who are making it happen. Now, after the two reality shows launching Pastry, a footwear company turned mega brand, what's next for the dynamic duo? Well, it looks like they are creating content and will make their next venture and launch their production company called Simmons 2. Now, I must admit that Vanessa Simmons did a remarkable job as Whoopi Goldberg's daughter in the Tyler Perry film, The Colored Girls. If you actually get a chance to see this film, it's a deep movie and can be harder to watch because it's a lot of heavy emotions. But you get a chance to check it out. You can really see Vanessa spreading her wings and coming into her womanhood and commanding the screen. I was very surprised to see that she was in the film, and I was thinking, here we go, another celebrity kid just given a role. But that wasn't completely the case. She really did pull the role together. Whoopi Goldberg is her mother, who is slightly detached from reality, and so she makes her life kind of difficult. And there's even a scene, you guys, and I'm gonna kind of get off of this real quick, but there's even a scene where Vanessa's character has to deal with young teen pregnancy and considering getting an abortion. And I think that whole, you know, storyline was really good to kind of showcase for young girls today or whatever. So, again, they are blazing trails, setting trends, and I want to go ahead and spotlight Vanessa and Angela Simmons for their works, okay? All righty, so thank you for that. And right now, we're going to take a quick musical break, actually. And when we return, we will discuss the juiciness that is inside the Celebrity Hub and how to have and some amazing sex secrets. Yes. We'll be right back, you guys.
Baby, we meant to be. You got me smiling all the time. put it down. You shouldn't have given it to me good like that. Shouldn't have hit it like that. Had me yelling like that. Didn't know you would have had me coming back. You the one that I'm feeling. You the one that I'm loving. Ain't no other nigga like you.
Celebrity Hub is brought to you by EOTMBlogs.com. When you are looking for the latest, the freshest, and the biggest stories in Hollywood, EOTMBlogs, yes, I said it, EOTMBlogs.com is the site to visit.
I said be quiet, it's coming on, and get off my foot.
Oh, you guys, am I back? Uh-oh, SpaghettiO. I think I tripped out. Am I back? Is the thing working? Hello, y'all there? Okay, I think we tripped out for a second. But I'm back. I didn't know what happened. Yeah. Okay, here we go. So, okay, whoa. Weird. Oh. Okay, so anyhow, you guys, that was just weird. Okay, so... That was my jam. Oh, by the way, that was Rihanna's latest single, You the One. I think it's a really good song there. So, okay, where we at? So we should be in the Celebrity Hub, right? Yeah. I'm just so discombobulated, you guys. Is it hot in here? Oh, I got a bottle of water. Here we go. It's just hot. I'm sweating, and I'm just discombobulated. Anyhow, we welcome back the voice This they had their most exciting episode ever recently, and it looks like they had. If people stayed around, a question earlier: did people stick around after the Super Bowl to watch this show? Well, they had a record-making 36.7 million people who stuck around after the Super Bowl to watch the season premiere, which was filled with coaches pointing fingers at each other and laughing and having a blast. The auditions, they said, began with a Prince medley and some totally Prince-inspired fashion choices. CeeLo Encore's Little Red Corvette. One of the auditionees performed Little Red Corvette while dressed like a giant Christmas tree ornament. One of the girls, Christina, takes the song 1999, and Adam Levine gets high enough to match Prince's falsetto on I Wanna Be Your Lover. But Blake's Southern Field version of Kiss is most inspired. You do not have to be rich to be my girl. You don't have to be cool. Sorry, they didn't write all that there. I know the song. Anyhow, they never realized how this was such a country song, but he really turned it into his own and did a really great job with it. So for the full rundown of the show, you'll kind of want to visit EOTMBlogs.com, but I just wanted to point out that the show did have a good viewership, and I personally haven't seen the show yet and not quite sure what the show is and how it differs from all the other singing competitions. At this point, it seems, in my opinion, that X Factor, American Idol, and The Voice just are really very close in design. I'm not personally getting it. I think that America's Got Talent kind of has been the only real differentiation from all these other sing-along songs. So that's my opinion on that, but we can move right along. Okay. OMG. Okay. So next we have CNN suspends the commentator Roland Martin over a tweet he posted regarding David Beckham's underwear. Now, when I say his underwear, we're referring to what David Beckham had. David Beckham had a commercial out that aired during the Super Bowl for H&M. And in the H&M underwear commercial, it just sees him in the underwear. And actually, I'm sorry, guys. I just kind of realized that my internet went down. Whoa! So anyhow, in the commercial, though, with H&M, David Beckham was in his underwear. And so Roland Martin tweeted on his, I think on his Twitter, something along the lines of, any man who wants to, who cares about David Beckham in his underwear, you know, needs to go get some professional help or something, something to that effect. And I'm sorry I don't have the exact quote right now because my internet just went down. And so that's weird. And that's where the answer to that question was. And that's unfortunate. Don't you hate when technology kind of lets you have it? I'm telling y'all, y'all got this whole technology thing is trying to get the best of us at times. So, matter of fact, let me do this. I'm sorry. This is going not the way I wanted to. Okay. Matter of fact, if we could, for my producer, I need to take a song. I'm going to take a break, you guys. Let's find a little jam real quick and take a ditty because I don't want to get this, because this was an interesting story to me, and I want to feel it. I want y'all to hear what happened because it was interesting. Because the question is, do you guys think that he really, what he did warrants him losing his job behind this tweet? That's kind of the question I want to present, and I can't present this question necessarily if you guys don't quite hear the dialogue. So let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
TJ, you told me they was going to switch it up on me. First it was laughing at me, but now every time they turn on the radio, what they hear? Yeah, that's right. We taking over. It's BUF. Blowing up fast. Shit, you never know.
I might be that motherfucker.
I went from EBT to BET. I guess I had my words crossed. First she wasn't fucking with a pimp. Now it's her loss. Cause she ain't want me win. I ain't have no ends. But that was short lived. Gary Coleman. I'm on my grind like that skater named Kevin. Kennedy, my enemies. No death, never scare me. Death where is thy sting? Great where is thy victory? They don't remember you, see they look at history. But I'ma make sure these niggas remember me. Start a family legacy for everyone that's kin to me. See, I'ma paint a portrait so vividly. Even if you got Alzheimer's, ain't no forgetting me. Inside, 97th in town. That's where you find them wine, see low putting it down. I'm just trying to make my loved ones proud. So I'm living like I'm writing my obituary now.
They wouldn't holler, now they on me.
Nigga dope, nigga ball, I ain't never had a coach. Well spoke, no spokes, West Coast fucking loke. Let my engine bang on them like Jehovah's at your door, huh? T-Raw, last king on my draws, I'm a diaper shit. Talk piss on them like a dog. Take my log, yeah, it's large, I ain't even got a flaw. My motherfucking Mac Daddy. Take your bitch and your mom now, cause first they wouldn't
holler. Yeah, on me, yeah. See a nigga shining out at me.
I know,
I ain't never been your friend. You ain't never been my homie.
Yeah. We ain't had to do them like that, though. See, look. First, you didn't want to let me in the club. Now, you want me to host that motherfucker? Alright. But you gotta pay me. See, look. Next time somebody act Hollywood on you, and you know you're the next to blow, don't even trip to say this to yourself.
I might be that motherfucker.
Hey, you guys, what's going on? This is your boy, T'Angelo, and we are tuned in to The Kickin' Spot. And we were actually in the Celebrity Hub as I was finding out I was having some technical difficulties over here. But anyhow, in the world of live radio, you have to keep it pushing, keep it going, and let it do what it do. So that's what we are going to do, is make it happen, Gavin. Now, hold on 1 second. It is still kind of hot in here. Did y'all turn? I'm going to get a fan blowing or something. Man, I'm still parched. Anyhow, what's the problem? Oh, the problem is, okay, so anyhow, you guys, we're going to kind of transition for a second. We're going to come back to our Celebrity Hub when we get this whole technical thing worked out. But in the meantime, we're going to skip down a little bit, okay? And we're going to talk about, oh, okay, this next segment is what I was interested in. Okay, we're going to talk about secrets. Sex secrets. Little things, little tidbits we can do to spice up the love life. Sex life, should I say. Okay, so this is Valentine's Day. We have to get gifts. We have to, you know, have physical pleasures, and we have to be romantic and, you know, all that jazz. And so really quickly, I'm going to kind of go off on a tangent for a moment and say people I know are posting and thinking that Valentine's Day is simply for people in relationships, but that's not true. Valentine's Day is just the time for you to express your love and for people that you love, you know. It doesn't just mean for your partner. That's how come you can find Valentine's Day cards for brothers, sisters, moms, dads, grandparents, friends, coworkers, and all that jazz. So for those of you who kind of have that impression that it's just for Valentine's Day, I just want to say that who have the impression that Valentine's Day is simply for those in relationship, that's not necessarily the way I would say you should see it, because that's not really how it's designed. It is focused towards that, but that's just because that's a more of a moneymaker. But hey, I sent my mom a Valentine's Day card. Love you, Ma. I wonder if she got it yet. She never did call me. Anyhow, okay, so back to our sex secrets. When it comes to pleasing your partner, oh, hold on. Veronica, the internet, did you get back up? Let's see here. We had one of the texts. My internet's down. Can you fix it? Check it out and see what happened.
Are you really talking?
Yeah, I really am. If you could for me, I'm sorry. I'm on air, but I just wanted to say that real quick. Thanks. Okay, I'm sorry. He just walked in, so I thought I should mention it. Okay. shut up. Okay, she's like, really, did you just walk off and do that? But anyhow, okay, so that's my sex secrets. When it comes to pleasing your partner, I think the main key is to create a connected physical pleasure, okay? You want to have a connected physical pleasure. Now, let's discuss how to do this, okay? Now, let's start off with the gentleman, okay? Because the gentleman, when it comes to our ladies, what do we need to do? Well, first of all, understand your girl is designed a bit differently than we are, of course. As much as she wants you to, how do I say dig her out very politely? Can you say dig it out? Can you say that nicely? Well, I don't know. To give it to her strong, maybe that's a good word to put it, huh? Okay, basically, if she wants you to get into it really hardcore, how is she supposed to let you know that? Now, she may not just come out and say it, though, you know what I'm saying? But that's what she wants you to do. And not only, you know, is it just the sex, she wants you to make her feel beautiful, make her feel sexy, and all that jazz. So what we have to do, dudes, is take it to the next level. When you hear what your girl says she wants, she's going to tell you what she wants. It's your job to give her what she needs. Okay, that's how women are. They're just complex like that. It's kind of like that one movie, I forget what it was, when the girl says to her boyfriend she wants a cup of water, and he brings her back a glass of water. She got mad because he wasn't supposed to get her a glass of water. He was supposed to say, I once thirst. I, too, have wanted the want of water. Anyhow, it was a funny movie. I'm sorry, you guys. Anyhow, okay, so what should we do? Well, give her what she needs. Give her what she needs. Women, with women being sensual, we have to think about the little things. Girls are really into the whole little things, okay? You have touching. You have touching and rubbing and feeling, okay? This is a very powerful tool. When you are with your girl, you want to kind of tease her a little bit. Women are used to being the tease to men, but here the man becomes a tease, making her long for, you know, you get my point, right? Yeah. So what you could do, a little tip, who we can do, okay? Have your girl in the bed, laid out or whatever, wearing close to nothing, not quite, but close to, and just slowly rub your hands all over her body, okay? She'd be laying in the bed, maybe on the floor, maybe on the balcony, whatever exciting areas you happen to find, okay? And while you're tracing your fingers across her body, occasionally visit her inner thigh, you know what I'm saying? And occasionally find those other G-spots that you know right behind the ear and right beneath that. Yeah, find those spots and just kind of caress and rub and touch. And as you're doing this, it's firing up the body and making you yearn. And this type of pleasure is also torture. And it's just what you need to pull the sex kitten from your girl, from where she'd be hiding. Okay, so tip number one for the dudes is sensual touching for your girl. Take it slow and just make all the crevices of her body tingle because you touched her. Yep. All right, moving along. Okay, so take your girl out of her comfort zone. This is a good one. I really like this one here. Take your girl out of your comfort zone. At times, you may want your girl to do something really freaky and things that she might feel uncomfortable doing. But take her on like a mini vacation to a retreat or to a resort, you know, really kind of recreate this whole thing, you know, get a new idea, a new perspective on it. And by doing this, you kind of help her feel more free. By leaving her normal day-to-day lifestyle behind, she might feel a little bit more, you know, adventurous, a little bit more, I don't know, other than free and willing to go there with you, you know. So if you're thinking, you know what, I want to try this, I want to try that, and you know your girl's kind of reserved, but you want to do what you saw in that, like that little the Rihanna video, what you saw in the last Nicki Minaj video or something, what you do is just move by her comfort zone, go to that resort or hotel about an hour or two out of town, and have fun that weekend. Another good idea, and allows you to create and give it a whole new feel, and a little mini vacay could be great as well. Okay, and another tip you got for the guys. Now, for the guys who are having girlfriends who are more daring anyway, you know, your girl already kind of go there with you anyway, this is a good type, this is a good one right here. It's a take charge type of situation. So what you can do is get the Usher song entitled Changing Places, okay, and it'll give you exactly what I'm talking about in this scene. What you want to do is let your girl take charge for the evening. Let her be Big Daddy for the night, okay? Let her sit in the chair with her hair reared back while you go down on her, okay? You make her dinner, you wash her clothes, and let her take you out to dinner if y'all happen to go into town. And take charge, and let her take charge during the sex session. You know what I'm saying? Let her do it. And by doing this, you get to find out a little bit more about your girl. You know what I'm saying? You can see what her brain is, how she like, and what she want to do. And then it just kind of gives her a whole new exciting feel because now she commanding it, she getting it the way she want to get it, or she giving it to you the way she wants you to have it, and it's amazing. It'll be so much fun, and it's exciting. This is a great way to find out more about your girl, okay, and what she likes to do. And also, you get some bomb sex, okay? And this is for the guys who got the little bit more daring girl who can actually pull this role off. I'm telling you, get Usher's song, Changing Places. It'll put it all in perspective for you. And then one last note I'm going to do for the dudes is, seeing that it's Valentine's Day, you can go all out and have the bathwater ran for your girl, have some rose petals around the house somewhere. I recommend a chocolate fondue. This is great. And that's when you know what chocolate fondue is. You do the chocolate fondue, and you tell her nice things about her. Make her feel like the queen. You know what I'm saying? Make her feel beautiful. Make her feel sensual. You got the chocolate fondue right there, and everything is beautiful for the first half of the night. You made the dinner for her, you know, just sit on the couch and talk with her and rub it on her face and stuff. Then flip the game and turn her into your love slave. Take the chocolate fondue and splash it all over the body. It's not going to be too hot. Don't burn her. You know, just you know, work with that, okay? And even a good girl wants to feel naughty sometimes, but it's just not in her nature to go there themselves. So they need you to bring it out on her from where it's been hiding. Sometimes girls just want you to give them that man raw animal lust. She don't want you to make love to her tonight. Just do it like you want to do them other girls, okay? Just get into it, you know what I'm saying? And she'll thank you for you later. She will. She will mention it a little bit later. Okay, dudes? So those are some key points that you can do to get the bedroom going for your girl. Again, we're going to spice up the night by starting off central and flipping into the love slave. You're going to let your girl run the night and let her be big daddy. You can also go into a new vacation spot where she just kind of feel free and with, you know, not herself. And then lastly, I mentioned the sensual touch. Yep. You know that the touch gets it going. It makes the ladies quiver. Yeah, yeah, definitely. Okay, so ladies, my girls, let's talk about what you can do for your man. Now, first we have to realize something. Men are very different than women. We're actually kind of simple creature, especially when it comes to sex. When I say simple, I mean we're kind of easily, because we'll tell you exactly what we want. And with the guys, we have to listen to what you say you want and give you what you need. With the dudes, what you have to do is take it to the next level and hear what he says he wants and give us what we want. It ain't that deep. Here we go. Step one, first thing. For most men, there is no better sex than new sex. Yeah, what I mean, guys like having sex with new people, with new chicks. They do. I mean, granted, we settle down with the girl because we have to, because that's what y'all make us do. But think about it. If you would stay with him, would he only be sexing you? No. So what can you do to kind of flip it up for him? Well, men always think about having sex with other partners, okay? So what you can do for your dude is give your man the very visual creation. So you can make a new personality in the bedroom for him. Go out and buy that nice black shortcut wig. Maybe go out and get that long blonde, whatever you think will be fun, okay? And give yourself a new look. And put on some special occasion underwear even, something that he's never seen you in that you might not typically do. And it's kind of like the idea that Beyonce has with the Sasha Fierce. It's just a whole new personality, and it's a whole new fun. And take on that character for the night. It's partially role-playing, but you got to be yourself. Don't have to create a whole scene if you don't want to. But just show your man a good time while in this other personality, you know. You can be more daring, maybe even be more submissive, you know what I'm saying? But definitely go there and give it a whole new look. And just let him know that you mean business. You can a good song that you can play for this one, which I really recommend, ladies, because you could do the whole striptease dance thing for your dude. You could do that. But what I recommend is go out and or play the Janet Jackson song entitled Do You Mind? Yes, Do You Mind is a grown folks song. It's a baby-making song. It is a get-it-in type song by Janet Jackson. Definitely check it out. I love it. Or you can use whatever song gets you and your dude motivated. But I love this song for the purpose that it gives you visuals, it gives you descriptions, exactly what you need to do. And by using this song with your new look, girl, you're going to slay the game. And it's just going to be awesome. You're going to get digged down like you like it. You will. Oop, I didn't mean to say that, but that's what I meant. Okay, moving on. Now, if you know your man likes exotic dancers, you should become one for the night. Tina Turner said it. I'll be your private dancer. Okay? Just for your man. Make it happen, okay? This can be a very daring type of thing because it's sometimes kind of hard to put yourself out there like that, but it's also very effective, okay? Turn your room or your house into a whole production. You don't have to just stand there and dance in front of him. You can make it a whole soiree of things, adding in the chocolate fondue, maybe throwing in the rose petals, maybe some chocolate syrup or some whipped cream, whatever you want to do, but make it a fun visual effect for him, okay? And not only do you dance for him, but you can add in toys. You can add in personal touches that you know he likes and really surprise him and get his blood boiling in ways that you don't typically do, simply because it's Valentine's Day, okay? another one, ladies. This is a lot of fun, too. You might already know this one, but men love noises, okay? So this is more of an extra tool. This won't so much be like a whole creation of things, but you can kind of enhance what you already have going on. So by giving the sound effects, Men love noises, sounds, moans. It lets him know that he's pleasing you, okay? He wants to feel like the king of the world anyway by giving you his pleasure. And by doing that, it lets him know that he's getting it. But let's not stop there, okay? A few instructions can help too. Now, don't get too carried away by telling your man, do this, do that, grab here, poke there, touch this, no. But letting him know, ooh, that felt good right there, or I like how you did that right there, really will let him know what he's doing and how he should do it better, okay? And it's just great communication while in the bedroom. It's amazing, and he's going to love it, and you're going to like where it motivates him to go, okay? And in the end, the return that you will get will be amazing. Yes, yes, yes. Okay, and then the last tip I want to leave for the ladies is kind of one of my favorite ones out of the entire batch, okay? Out of all the tips I'm giving y'all, this is my favorite one, okay? To have one of the most amazing sexual experiences, I recommend starting the romance before you get home. Okay, this is gonna be, I'm about to get there for y'all, so just roll with me for a second, okay? Make him want to stop whatever you two are doing out in the world and get right into it. Make him want to stop right then and there, grab you, and just kill it right then, okay? Now, how do we do it before we get home? Okay, so you got to overcome some little fears and stuff, and here we go. Occasionally, say you guys are out and about somewhere, you know, girls. You wear a little short sometimes, a little cutoff, whatever. Why don't you, like, kind of hide it and a little sneak a peek? Like, you know, let your man kind of sneak a peek a little bit. You know what I'm saying? You're out there, whatever, in the car. I don't know where else you could be. But just kind of let him see it. You'd be like, oh, dang, like, really? It's going to blow his mind. Like, did you just do that? And no one else saw it but me? Oh. And it lets him know where your mind is and where he needs to get to quick, fast, in a hurry. I call it the sneak peek. Let's keep going. And doing that, again, you're starting the experience before you get to the house, okay? So it's going to go down. Now, what else do we have? We have the stop by his office and make him think you want a quickie right in and there. Yeah. Yeah. You go by the office, you say hey to the receptionist, and go up in there and make him want to get it. You can grab up against him, say some cute romantic things to him, and get up on the desk a little bit and flash your legs a little bit and make him think you want to get it. But then just then you realize, ooh, I can't get it right now, I got to go. But let me go ahead and get out of here, and I'll, you know, we'll finish up later. So now all he's thinking is, I got to go home. I got to hurry up and get home. So, again, you're starting a romance before you get to the house. Now, other than that, what else can we do? Oh, yeah, yeah. If your man loves how you smell, you should provide him with the whiff of your lust as you are getting out of the car or right before you attend the dinner. Okay? So I don't know, lady, when I'm just trying to take the panty off real quick and kind of put it in his face for a second. He'd be like, what the hell? Yeah, yeah, yeah. It puts us there. Dudes love all that crazy stuff because it's like, dang, for real. It lets them know where they can go, and it just makes them want to smash. It's amazing, okay? I'm telling you what we like to do, so I hope you want to spice it up a little bit. That's one of the things you can do. As you guys are going out for Valentine's dinner, just maybe go to the bathroom real quick, honey. Y'all have done it before. Don't act like it's your first time. And just, boom, put in his face for a second, throw it back in your bag, act like nothing happened. And he'll be like, what? And you look at him like, yeah. I'm telling you, it's going to be amazing. Now, with all this going on, by the time you get home, it's hell if you make it home, because you might have to pull over on the side of the road and just make it do what it do. But if you do make it home, know that it's going down, okay? So, ladies, your tips are start the romance before you get to the house. Noises and sounds really motivates the guy to know that he's pleasing you, you know, very good. Be an exotic dancer for your dude, and if nothing else, create a new personality that you can present to him, which will just make him want to kill the game. So I know I have given you a lot to think about, a lot of little notes to do, but it'll be a lot of fun. And if you try one or a few of these tips, I'm sure you will have a great night.
Looking at you, baby, you got me inspired to becoming more than a motivational speaker.
Yeah, I like that. Baby, I love the way we act so civil with each other. We can giggle with each other. We can nibble on each other. When we make love, the way we be crippling each other.
Yeah.
Kind of feeling like it really dipping me in butter. Ooh. Closing every door, now we closing every shutter. I'm loving every single thing about us now. Especially how you want me to come and meet your mother. Baby, please make no mistake. Every single little thing about you, great. You know you already belong to me, baby.
Yeah.
But I'd rather leave it in the hands of fate. Mommy, know you motivate me to be your one-man team. Willing to protect you, lay you down, and quickly taste your cream filling.
And when we're done,
you know what to do with this. Got you all tongue tied like I. Girl, I'm a fool with this. You make me work harder when you say my name. Yeah, it's not over till I make you rain.
I got mind control.
Motivation.
When Kelly Rowe come around, I be quiet.
Go,
but when she leave, I be talking again.
Go.
Yeah. Shorty, be that motivation. I'ma take it there. You just give me your location. I got no more patience. Slow rotation. Keep it clapping for me, girl. More ovation. Got me doing shit. Girl, that body dangerous. Motivational speaker that uses body language. And I read it well, them other boys ain't literate. I follow what you saying, you ain't got the Twitter shit.
And when we're done, feel my legs, baby. And when we're done, feel your hands all over me, baby. You can't stop it. You
a lot of fun. It's going to be a great amount of fun. Hey, you guys, what's going on? This is your boy, T. Angelo, and we are tuned in to the Kick It Spot. We are having a blast tonight. I've been having some technical difficulties, but, hey, that's just what it do sometimes. I'm not tripping. But I did want to get the details out on the Celebrity Hub, so I reached out to my girl, Carla B, because, you know, she's always staying in tune to all things media and all things Hollywood and Celebrity Hub-ish. So, Carla, what it do, Ma?
Hey, what's good with you?
I'm having a blast. I don't know if you checked out. Were you around for my last segment on Sex Secrets?
I was like, oh my God, T'Angelo, you are the bomb. I'm like, that was so tight. I was like, he got some tricks for your butt. That's what's up.
Well, and you know what? I tried to research and find things that would be, you know, that the professionals recommend. And I couldn't, they just didn't talk the way, they didn't give me what I needed. And I'm serious. I think my favorite one of all times is Dr. Romance Outside Through House.
Yes, yes. I was just like, oh, my God. It's been a minute since I've been on a date. But I'm like, when I was dating actively, I'm like, yeah, that's exactly what I would do. So.
All right, gentlemen, for the students out there, you heard what she said. All right. Come correct.
Yes, sir.
That's what's up. Well, Ma, could you go ahead and give, oh, before I actually get you a celebrity hug, could you give me one more tip from a lady's point of view?
In regards to, like,
what's a sex tip that a dude could do to kind of to make it, to enhance the night?
Oh, my God, you put me on the spot. I haven't even researched. Did you hear me? I haven't been on a date in years. This has been, I haven't even been down this lane in a minute. But just coming from the top of my head, I would say, guys, definitely you want to really find out on the sly exactly what your woman loves. You know, give you something outside of what you already know. Maybe even get with some of her girlfriends to find. Well, you probably won't want to do that because I'm telling you what would happen if you start asking your girlfriend, your friend's friend, in regards to sex ideas. They might want to sex, but that's not gonna work.
Yeah. Maybe leave a video in the VCR or something. Or VCR. Look at me.
You want to, they want to really find out what she really loves, her sensitive, romantic side, and then surprise her with it. I would say one of the best Valentines that I had, and I love the spontaneity when it comes to dating, but this one guy, I was living in Atlanta, he had a driver pick me up and actually flew me from Atlanta to New York for the Valentine week. In a, you know, helicopter. So that, you know, something that's different outside the norm, just not the same old, you know.
Is that going to help my sex that night?
Well, yeah, because, you know what I'm saying, when women know that guys are really going all out, even if it's just for to see what will happen that night, that kind of psychs her brain out. And so we get into a manipulation, you know.
I didn't see that schooling me. I didn't know that one.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You just got to really kind of manipulate the situation, even if you really don't dig that person
much. Okay, I guess you're right. I did know that. Yeah, true.
So, yeah, do it big so you can get all the kind of tricks and stuff. And I was listening to your tip, T'Angelo, in regards to as far as taking them, you know, you want to get them on a vacation or something, you know, so they could be able to, you know, be outside of their comfort zone, so to speak. I think that's a great tip. I think that was used on me a couple of times. I was like, damn, that guy did do that to me. Yeah. So that definitely, I'm like, yeah, that definitely works. Those have been put on me a couple of times too, so.
For sure. Well, I have the celebrity hub, but my technology over here is falling out. So can you shine some light on some of these topics? I was talking about Mr. Martin. What happened? Why is he getting suspended from CNN?
It's so crazy, and I'll start from the top because, you know, and I love these types of I love Roland Martin. I love CNN. I've always took a liking to him because, you know, of course he speaks his mind, and he's straightforward and all that great stuff. So what this guy did was, I do think he went a little bit overboard. So after apologizing for what he called, it was a misunderstanding, according to Roland Martin, CNN did put him out. Basically, the network announced on Wednesday afternoon that the analyst would be suspended for the foreseeable future. Yes. And Roland Martin tweets were regrettable and offensive, reads the statement. Language that demeans is inconsistent with the values and culture of our organization and is not tolerated. We have been giving careful consideration to this matter, and Roland will not be appearing on our air for the time being. And people want to know, what was the tweet? I know you asked, what was the tweet?
Right.
Well, this is what he tweeted. He said, if a dude at the Super Bowl party is hyped about David Beckham's H&M underwear ad, he wrote, smack the ish out of him. That's what he said. And it's so crazy because I'm on Twitter actually, and I see so many celebrities, you know, that are really saying whatever they want to say. And I've seen that really more so with, like, the rappers. Like, Rihanna, she's crazy on her Twitter. I don't know if you
– right.
You know, puffing on, just a little bit of everything. And her people allow her to do that because she's putting on this quote-unquote bad girl thing. But I've never seen, you know, I mean, I watch Wolf Blitzer, a lot of the other commentaries on CNN, and I was like, wow. Yeah, Roland
okay.
Martin, yeah.
Now,
kind of crazy for a CNN analyst.
But the only thing good about that to me is I think that that's a normal dude. I think that they took it overboard. That's a normal dude at a football game talking. He's just talking ish.
But, you know, CNN, though, you know, quote-unquote CNN, you know, they're the mainstream news media. They try to put up this as far as the professionalism. They have to set themselves apart from the average. If you turn on, like, Fox News in the morning, they're cutting it up and stuff. You know, so they got that aura about themselves. But CNN has always been serious news.
Yeah,
I feel for Roland, and they didn't say that they were. He was fired. He's on
of course not, but when they said you suspended for foreseeable, that means as long as I can see.
So I'm wondering, I know some people on Twitter were trying to say, okay, if Roland Martin was white, and he said that, would that be the case? People are always trying to throw the racism in. I don't think there's any kind of racism. I feel like CNN feels that they are a, you know, they have this this whole thing about themselves, the professional mainstream news, no jokes. You know, Larry King is probably the jokiest of them all. But, yeah, everybody else is, you know, Anderson Cooper, you know, he may throw a joke in here and there, but They're trying to make an example as to Twitter, at least, and when it comes to social media and exactly how their analysts should behave themselves. They're trying to set themselves apart, basically. So
right, I understand. Yeah. I guess. Okay.
Yeah. So that was that. So yeah, it's funny.
I just. Oh my gosh. OMG.
Exactly.
I'm sorry, the tech just found out why my internet was not working.
Okay.
I turned it off on accident.
You are crazy.
I pushed the button.
T'Angelo, I tell you. Gotta love you.
Well, at least you got me some company. Okay. You should see, oh my God, Veronica is over here dying. Veronica, shut up. Okay. Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, let's get back to Celebrity Hub. Okay, that's Roland. Okay, so what's up with Simon Cowell? That was one of my stories, too. I think it's hilarious this show just got going, and already not just the two judges and the host, like the host did not give you Ryan Seacrest. He did not give you the English girl from Dancing with the Stars. What's going on over there? Carla. Did Carla leave? I want her to talk about the X Factor. Uh-oh. My man, I find it myself. Can I get it myself? Let's see. Hold on, y'all. We're going to get to the X Factor right now. Where is it? Okay. Let's find out. Okay, we have our boy Simon Cowell. So at the X Factor, you guys, I mentioned that two of the judges and the host have already been let go from the show, and I think they're on their second season as well. And, excuse me. Let's see here. So we're just pulling everything together here. I'm pulling it, you know, getting myself back on in the technology world. Okay. Oh, excuse me. So now it's been a week after they announced the firing of the two judges and the host, Simon Cowell is finally talking. And I quote, "It was fairly straight what the network wanted. And we were told it had to happen straight away." Cowell said in an interview with Extra on Tuesday regarding Fox's decision to get rid of the three regulars. They told him, I'm sorry, blah, blah, blah.
Powell said in an interview with Extra Tuesday regarding Fox's decision to get rid of the three regulars, he added that he wanted to keep Paula Abdul, who was gracious upon receiving the bad news. She understands it's business and it's never personal, he said. Paula was an interesting call. Fox's president of Alternative Entertainment, Mike Darrow, told Entertainment Weekly in a separate interview also posted on Tuesday, she and Simon are great friends, so it was just a dynamic conversation about what's the nature of the group going to be, and I think we decided to pull the Band-Aid off as quickly as possible. Season one was basically an audition act, and Simon got one big new star out of it, L.A. Reid, and that was great casting. There's going to be a natural reassessment. Reed has already signed up for the second season. He's going to return for the second season. Nicole told Access Hollywood on Tuesday that she has no hard feelings, that she had a wonderful experience doing the show. Nothing could obviously prepare her for what she was going to go through, emotional and all that jazz, but she gave 110% the entire way. So I know rumors are flying that they had offered Beyonce $100 million to join the show, and Cowell went ahead and cut out the rumors on that. So he also noted that Elton John and Mariah Carey are not due to be on the show, so they're not really tripping. But Katy Perry would be fun and Festy, I think he said there. So I know we're finding out what happened. I mean, we're finding out they did it and what he's saying, but what I feel like I'm missing here is why. Maybe I missed that story. Carly, have you back now, hon?
Yes, I'm back. That was so weird. I'm sorry. I apologize.
No worries. But so my internet came back just in time. But so we're hearing about people being okay with leaving, and we're hearing that, you know, it was the best thing for the show. Why is the best thing? What was going on?
They haven't disclosed it. Of course, Simon Cowell, he, you know, just brushes it off as a executive business decision, and he said that Paula Abdul understood it was about business, yada, yada, yada. So they didn't get into it,
right,
only to see that it was a business decision. So,
no, I want
yeah.
the scoop. I want the juice.
Well, you know what? I'll tell you what I think the scoop is. I don't know if you guys follow. I know some of your listeners definitely follow EOTMblog.com, but I don't have that particular blog in front of me, but something happened when one of the contestants were voted off, and it was rumored to say that what is that the lady's name who replaced the other lady? I can't think of what her name is, but basically Paula Abdul told one of the other judges to vote one of the contestants off.
Nicole?
Yes, yes, to vote that contestant off. So that was a little bit of controversy behind that. So
it's like cheating.
Yes, it could be that. But yeah, that blog did come out.
I read somewhere that they said that the public just wasn't connecting to Nicole. They just wasn't connecting to her.
Okay.
And again, I think Simon Cowell on that same blog, Simon Cowell made a mention, which I kind of agree with, which is, I got feedback. Is that you, honey? I hear me. There I was.
Okay.
Oh, there I was. Oh, no, I'm gone. Wait, no, there I am. Okay. He says they were asking Simon a couple other things, whatever, but he made the statement of, you know, out of all the things going on with the other shows, how many of them have actually, how many artists have they discovered? He mentioned that, you know, and that's my thing. You know, they put all these different hosts and stuff on there, but it's like, how many people have they discovered? Whose career have they put together? It's not just a hit record, not just creating yourself, but creating... what is it called? Portfolio.
Right.
So I kind of felt him on that one. Okay, and then real quickly, because I don't really care, but could you give me a little insight on this whole Snooki's bisexual situation?
Well, before I do, I found the blog, D'Angelo, what I was stating. So it wasn't the Nicole. It says that Paula told me to vote off Rachel Crow, and Nicole said that. According to the X Factor judge, Paula Abdul secretly instructed Nicole Scherzinger to vote off Rachel Crow moments before the earth-shattering illumination, and they have proof because the mics were down low but it did pick up Paula Abdul telling her that. Basically what she says is Paula's mic was down when Nicole was making her decision, but with a little volume tinkering by TMZ, you can clearly hear Paula whisper to Nicole, just let it go to a deadlock. Nicole did just that, a decision that sent Rachel Crowe packing and resulted in a torrent of death threats from angry fans everywhere. So I think, even though they're not saying it, I think this situation is a big factor in the elimination of Nicole and Paula.
Yes. Okay, and then do we have any idea what happened with Steve?
No, I just think that they just had to clean house. All of them were quirky. They had to, you know, they had to clean house in a big way. Maybe Steve knew something, but they're not going to really let it all out only because of just what it would, you know, look like to as far as to Paula and to Nicole and then to Steve. So, yeah. Yeah, so I have the, crazy. So you're asking about Snooki being bisexual. Well, I'll tell you what, it was kind of an interesting blog via ELTFblog.com. Jersey Shore cast member Snooki, she got candid about her sexuality in an interview with the Huffington Post. And she also not only put herself out there, but she hinted that the situation may be gay as well. And Jay Wow chimed in on it. So basically this is what they said. His posture and the way he holds his cigarettes as an indicator that he may be gay. She says, I cannot confirm or deny with Mike, but if he was, it would all make sense. This is what Jay Wow said. Now, Snooki added, he told me one time, all the talk is making me wonder. Snooki confidently boasted of her own sexuality, saying, I will consider myself bi. I've done stuff with girls before, she said, but I would never be a girl because I like the P word. But I've experimented. I'm not ashamed of anything I do on my show, and neither are my parents. My mom was innocent, but my dad was really bad. She explained of their leniency and acceptance. And she goes on to say, if I was 16, I might worry about it, but, you know, I'm grown. So it's like, deal with it. So, yeah, she's out there and she's experimented, but she can't, you know, just totally ax out the P word. So you go, girl.
Wow, all right.
Yeah.
Well, I think that this whole gay bisexual thing is just really the trend in it. So unfortunate, all the kids think that's the way to go. But okay, all right now.
Okay.
I'm just going to like it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you so much, Carter, for stopping by and shining some light on these topics. I truly appreciate.
No problem. Thanks, T.
Thank you. Okay, so let's see. Where is my script and things? Let's see where we're at here. Okay, so actually, on to the next one. Okay, so we're going to do actually a 90-second little transition. We're going to take a little minute and just take a huffy puffy while I pull up my next little thing. I have one more I want to share with you guys for the love of romance. Okay, so give me 1 second. We'll take a minute and we'll be right back.
Hey, you guys, have you seen the kicking spot? I mean, I'm trying to find the kicking spot. I can't get in? What do you mean I can't get in? I'm T'Angelo. I'm the host. The kicking spot. The kicking spot. When you are looking for the latest, the freshest, and the biggest stories in Hollywood, EOTM Blog is a site to visit. But there's also a clip of me on the red carpet when I call one who gave me the wrong name. Ooh, yeah. The Kickin' Spot, Kickin' Spot, Kickin' Spot, Kickin' Spot. The Kickin' Spot, Kickin' Spot, Kickin' Spot, Kickin' Spot. If you know who you are, my bad. It was my birth. What's going on? This is your boy T'Angelo, and you are chilling at the Kickin' Spot.
Whoa, hey you guys, we're back. And that was fun. No, you're good. Okay. So, you guys, now, as we're finishing up our whole little thing here on love and romance, wait, I haven't done the gifts. I thought I was going to finish out with, okay, wait a minute. I haven't told you guys great gifts to get our partners. Whoa, that's where I was off. Okay. Best Valentine's Day gifts. Okay, you guys, I was looking online and trying to figure out where the good gifts at, what are we looking at these days, and I'm kind of an online shopper. I love to go out and shop as well, but what can we do differently? What can we do that's fresh and new and exciting? Well, some things you can go classic, and sometimes you can go with something kind of new. They have this necklace. It's called a milestone necklace, and you can get them for male or female. And it kind of has, like, these little stones that hang off of it, like little little gold or silver bullion that hang off of it, and you can inscribe something across it. And I think those are called milestone necklaces. They're called milestone necklaces because you can just put a little milestone on the necklace, a funny moment, an experience, a special date or whatever, and it just hangs on there. You could put a multitude of them on the necklace. And I thought this was a great gift because it not only touches on the special moments that you guys have had, you know, it shows, you know, the history and reflect, it allows you to reflect on things. But also a nice piece of jewelry, you know, guys and gals both love that kind of stuff, okay? Then there's also another gift is the classic bathrobe. I wasn't a major robe fan. Honestly, I wasn't. I did not understand why wear a robe if you're in the house. Just put on some freaking clothes. But then I got a bathrobe for Christmas last year. I love it. I'm a robe wearer now. I get it. I have on a T-shirt. I have on some sweats or some thermal pants, and I'm walking around the house. I need just a little something kind of throw over my sleeves. It's my robe. I'm going to walk outside and check my mail with the house shoes. It's my robe. So a great bathrobe is also a good gift, you know, for someone for the Valentine's Day. Another great gift that I would recommend would be picture books. I'm a major picture book fan. You can do a picture book showing the growth of the relationship. And I think the funnest thing about doing a picture book in today's age, you guys, is you so should add in the text messages and emails, okay? You can use them as a context or the content in the picture book, okay? We all today have these phones and the internet and everything, so we're actually documenting more and more of our relationships, our communication, and so you should take that and add it to your picture book. Also, within pictures, you guys, I went to a picture kiosk recently at some local drugstore, and they even have it connected to the internet where you can go onto your Facebook and pull pictures out from your Facebook and print them out kind of things. And these are other little things you can do to enhance your picture book, okay? So great things. More of a guy to a girl thingy or more of a friend to a friend for Valentine's, more of a, you know, child to a parent kind of thing. Because guys aren't necessarily that fond of picture books. Of receiving them, and they're not going to be that good making them for the girl either. So, moving on. Another great gift, great gifts are shoes. Now, girls are not the only human beings nowadays who like shoes. Dudes love a good pair of sneakers, a nice dress shoe, you know what I'm saying, a nice comfortable tennis shoe. They're great. They're amazing. Shoes are great gifts for the holiday. I think Valentine's Day and shoes go wonderful together. Also, you have your personalized gifts. Those are always good. If you and your partner have those special songs, re-record it. I've done that before where I went to the studio and re-recorded a song that was ours. It was off of YouTube. It was great, and I personalized it. And so forever, that person has a song that I recorded for us, and they loved it. So moving right along. Weekend getaways are also great. I talked about them earlier, and again, I know some people are like, oh my gosh, and I don't have time to go anywhere, okay. I don't have the money to really go anywhere, okay. Okay, so stop making up all those excuses and just make it happen, Captain. Just take the 2 or 3 days, not even about 3 days, just take the 2 days. Get off work Friday, you know, hit the freeway or the road about 7, 8 o'clock that night. Hell, even if it's 11 o'clock that night, drive off. Go to your, for our cases, Palm Springs, your San Diego's, your Vegas. Go, what's up top, Sacramento or Yosemite, all these places. You can just go there for, even if it's just a day. If you take a drive up on Friday, spend all day Saturday, come back early Sunday morning, whatever. But just take the time to get away and make about the two of you. And driving, if you guys communicate with each other, not your damn phones, will be a great experience as well, okay? If you don't cook, I think this is a really great way to do a gift for your partner. I'm not a major cooker. I don't. I've recently been cooking more than usual, but whatever. So cook a dinner for your partner. I've done that before, and I made a wonderful dinner. We enjoyed it, followed with a bath. I had already drawn when you arrived. They had the bathtub full of bubbles, and I found these little rose petals made of soap. Threw those in there. I probably should get some chocolate fondue, throw it across there, and you just have a blast with it, you know, taking dinner and making a special moment. And then also, what was another one I thought about? I didn't write it down, but I thought about it. I forgot what it was. Anyhow, no matter what gift you think about getting, when it comes to your girl, I don't care what they say, and when all is said and done, ladies feel that the best gift is jewelry. And for the gentlemen, the best gift is jewelry. And for men, ladies, the best gift you can give a man is dome, is head, is oral pleasure. I only said that because I was listening to a couple of shows and reading blogs recently, and that's what they kept putting. I thought it was hilarious, so I had to put it down. Hey, the people spoke. The people spoke. All right, you guys, we're on to the next one.
What's going on? This is your boy, T'Angelo, and you are chilling at the Kickin' Spot.
Hey, you guys, what's going on? Okay, so this is the last part I wanted to share with you guys was romantic films, top romantic films, not even top, just some romantic films that I thought about or I saw out there. With quality time tends to come a good movie. So I'm going to share with you some great romantic films you can pull up. And me and wifey love the popcorn, and so I always recommend that you guys select a wonderful, I'm pulling it out here right now, get my popcorn, see I'm about to go pop some popcorn, and I think I have to go work out after this, so I can't really go get any popcorn. Oh, I should go for a jog, huh? Yeah, great for that show. Okay, anyhow, all right, so romantic film. What are we thinking? What are we looking at? What is a cool little romantic film for our quality time? Well, it's a nice little, a nice couple ideas here. You have The Notebook. You guys remember The Notebook, kind of an older film, but it was great. A good little romantic drama there. A man tells the story of a young couple who struggles through the times of rich, as a rich daughter and a poor mill worker, blah, 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 womp, womp, womp. Great story. Of course, you always have your 1997 blockbuster hit starring Leo DiCaprio and Kate Winslet with the Titanic. Yes, for those who are into that wonderful voyage, That could be a great romantic film. Also, another little favorite of mine would be 10 Things I Hate About You. That was great. A really great romantic comedy there with our girl. What's my girl in that one? Oh, no, Heath Ledger was in it, and Julia Stiles. Yeah, Julia Stiles and Heath Ledger. That was a good one. and then what else we have? We also have Dirty Dancing, 1987 film. Of course, Patrick Swayze and Jennifer Grey did an awesome job. And I'm a dancer, so, you know, I love the dance films, so that's a good one. Let's see here. One of the other ones I loved was, there's Pretty Woman. I want to mention that one, too. Pretty Woman, of course, classic. Need to say more. Richard Gere, Julia Robertson. No, I think it stands on its own. Runaway Bride. Another Julia Robertson, Richard Gere. But Runaway Bride was great. I loved Runaway Bride. That's a wonderful movie you guys might like for a romantic comedy. And I'll just tell you, that one is where Julia Roberts' character is known for being a runaway bride because she always gets to the altar and then she runs. She never really goes through with it. But has she left so many men standing at the altar that she probably was never going to get married. But recently she decides to give marriage another try and gets engaged once more to a reporter who writes a story about her and comes all the way to her hometown to make it happen. However, as the two get closer and closer, Jennifer Roberts' character, Maggie, finds herself having second thoughts about her fiancé. Great movie. If you want to have another cute one, that's the one that you can look at. Casablanca. That's a 1943. That's an old one right there, y'all. That's a good one right there. Yes, with Humphrey Bogart right there. Ingrid Bergman. Oh, my goodness. Bergman? I forgot how to pronounce her name. But, yes, Casablanca, that's an oldie but goodie. City of Angels, there was a couple. And then there was one more I wanted to tell you guys about. Oh, Father of the Bride, yes. Steve Martin, Diane Keaton, one of my favorites, Kimberly Williams. I love Diane Keaton. I love Steve Martin. Of course, Father of the Bride 1 and 2. And actually, another great film you guys could watch is Mrs. Doubtfire. I was just watching it 3 days ago. I love Mrs. Doubtfire, okay? My Best Friend's Wedding, another Julia Roberts film that you might like. So just a couple of things I'm pointing out for you so you can kind of, you know, think, I haven't seen it in a while. It'd be kind of great to see that one. I know Jennifer Lopez had one back in, like, early 2000s, maybe like 2002, 2003, it was called Made in Manhattan. That was a good one about her being, she was a maid at a hotel, and she ends up trying on some ladies' clothes. It's a great little, you have to watch it. It's just a great story, okay, you guys? And, of course, there is Sleeping with the Enemy, Julia Roberts again. Patrick, who's that one? Patrick Bergen, I think his name was Patrick Bergen. He, Sleeping with the Enemy, was one where Julia Roberts was being abused as a wife, and she fakes her own death so she can start a whole new life in a different, in a total different identity and a different state. And he finds her. Great one. Oh, French Kiss. So you guys see the list goes on and on. I just think it's great, and you guys should check it out. And again, the last romantic film I'm going to leave you with is, of course, the classic film that just did wonders in the box office back in 1990, starring our boy Patrick Swayze, Demi Moore, and my girl Whoopi Goldberg with Ghost. Okay, so these are all great films that are wonderful, and if the night goes beautifully, you shouldn't finish any of them. Because that is not the point. That is just not the point. The point is to spend the quality time together. So, That is some of the little romantic films that I think you guys might like, okay? So that'll be a lot of fun. So, you guys, this has been a fun show. I'm actually just going to kind of pull it to a close. I did the whole show myself. My girl Carla ended up coming in. Carla B helped me out because my little technical difficulties. But I just wanted to go ahead and pull this together and show you guys a few things that we could do to spice up our life, a few things we can do to make a gift-giving experience, you know, exceptional, and also to spotlight wonderful, extraordinary people in African-American history, which is more like American history. You know, everyone just kind of have to understand how we're all affected by it. But just to showcase what we all can do with putting our minds to things and just being extraordinary, not allowing mediocre to be acceptable, but really striving to blaze trails. And that's what I feel the ladies, Maya Angelou, Vanessa Simmons, and Nicole. Is it Vanessa Nicole? Did I forget that baby's name? The Simmons daughters, what they have all done with their with their voice, with their lights. So, Angela Vanessa, yeah. So anyhow, you guys, I am just going to go ahead and is there anything else? Ah, whoa, I'm falling. I'm sorry. Okay, I'm back now. Okay, well, you guys, I'm going to go ahead and just pull this train to a close and get out of here. And so I'm going to take a jog and work on my fitness. Y'all can be my witness. Yeah, because I'm a – oh, never mind. Forget it. I can do a different song. Should I sing a little something before I go? Let me think if I can sing. I know you've been hurt by someone else. Not for real. Okay, I'm going to stop. Anyhow, you guys, I'm going to get out of here. And until next time, be sure to live life to the fullest. Adios! Peace out.
It's your boy, welcome to the Kickin' Spot. It's your boy, I'm your host, T'Angelo. T'Angelo.
Why did I have visual?
I was partying to the break of dawn.
How about, so who recorded the video?
T'Angelo.
OMG.
Yeah, it's kind of sporadic.
So, no. Okay, that's a better word. Apparently, I'm egotistical when I talk about myself all the time.
Go. What's up, everybody?
Welcome to the Kickin' Spot. I'm your host, T'Angelo.